Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 650, Chit Chat, recorded live on September 27th, 2018. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back with not so much Halo news this week, which is kind of nice because we've had quite a bit over the past few weeks. So it'll be nice to take it easy for a change.
Yeah.
And the matter of fact that we are still starting 3 minutes late because I keep on creating technical issues every week of the podcast doesn't help either. We'll eventually get it down right and getting started at 9 o'clock again.
Eventually.
We have a couple of things, mostly community related. There is not a new Halo Waypoint news thingy. I'm going to refresh one more time. Nope, there is nothing there. So everything that has been posted up on Halo Waypoint, we have covered. There's a couple of forum post things that we'll get to as far along with along the lines of playlist updates and whatnot. But as we normally start the things show off with, let's talk about the past streams that we did. So GT, how about an update on Fraggin' Friday from last week?
Fraggin' Friday went really well. Had a lot of fun. We played some Warzone. Our party got too big to play the Roaming King, so we didn't get to play it last week. Just too quickly, but that's okay. The more the better. We mainly hung around Warzone. We did play some customs. Had a lot of fun. We threw in some vehicle fiesta just for giggles.
Very nice.
And I am happy to say I only got the gun goose once. Confell, on the other hand, I think he got it three times.
Ouch.
But I think he also got the Phaeton Helios as well, so I think that makes up for it. I think that's who got it. I'm not sure.
Because, what is it? The Phaeton Helios is definitely probably the vehicle to get on that game mode, right?
Well, that and the Hannibal Scorpion or the Hannibal Manus.
That's right. Yeah. Once you get those, it kind of is a little ridiculous. Cause
Ultra Banshee's pretty potent as well.
Either you completely decimate everybody, or you just have a big target on your back.
And usually comes in the form of a Phaeton Helios or a Hannibal tank. That does put pretty big targets on your head.
Okay, very nice.
Because everybody seems to forget about everybody else while you're in those.
Right.
At least that's my experience.
Everyone teams up on you is like, no, take out the super powerful vehicle. And then everyone goes back to mercilessly killing each other.
Uh-huh.
Those gun gooses can be quite annoying, though. Especially against the Wraiths.
Well, they've updated the map. They've updated the map now that if you get the gun goose, you also get a rocket launcher and a Spartan laser. So you're not totally defenseless.
Oh, so you can, like, hop on the back seat and then try to shoot something?
Well, either that or... No, I don't know if you can get out of the vehicles or not. I haven't tried.
Usually when you get out of the vehicles, you instantly die. You teleport and then you die, from what I remember.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens on the map or not, but that could be true. It's been so long since I got out of the vehicle, I couldn't tell you. But, yeah, I mean, at least you've got something other than just Gun Goose. Although I found that the Gun Goose is what you do is you just run up behind a tank and start shooting them.
Just make sure you stay behind them.
Well, at least until they back up to a wall and fire the cannon.
That works normally for the tanks and the Wraiths, from what I remember. And then the Ghosts are just... They're not that good to use, I guess.
I don't know. The Ultra Ghost does pretty good.
Except for the Ultra. Yeah. Except for the Ultra.
You do them the same way, you know, with tanks and stuff. You just sneak up behind them and unload. You know, stay inside the cannon's range and you're fine. But my problem is somebody else usually comes along and then decides to shoot me instead of the tank.
Like, ooh, easy kill.
Yeah.
Instead of, ooh, big, scary kill. I just realized that Facebook wasn't live.
Ah.
Oops.
Oopsie. It's okay.
Anyways, welcome Facebook, for those who are waiting, like my wife. Yeah, okay, very nice. There's going to be more fun this weekend, hopefully, with the newest rotational playlist being Rocks and Rails. So we'll see how that goes.
This last week, I did get a request for MCC, so we'll see what happens. Then you might just start rotating between MCC and Halo 5.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. And then weeks I'm around, we could probably split up the lobby for those, if it's big enough, to those who want to do Halo 5 or those who want to do MCC. I don't think I'll be there at the start tomorrow, but I should be there probably by 9:30-ish.
We look forward to having you there.
It'll be nice to be back. Couldn't make it last week because I was camping, which leads me into, I did not do an achievement stream on Sunday, but the wife finished Halo CE, so there's that. Guess how long it took for us to complete the Warthog run portion? And yes, I made her drive.
An hour.
You're close, but not quite.
How many times did she drive off the Pillar of Autumn?
She only got to that part twice.
Okay.
So we spent about an hour and a half, that's probably more like an hour and 20 minutes, just on the Warthog run part. And in hindsight, it probably wasn't a good idea to have her choose whether or not I drove or not for the rest of the other missions, because every time we had to get into a vehicle, she wanted me to drive.
Yeah.
So that probably did not help her out.
The Halo CE Warthog physics don't exactly make it nice for a newbie to drive them.
There's that too. There's that too. As Penn said, though, who's over in the Mixer chat, she did get better each time. We did not even make it, I think, past the first big open area the first time we went, took a stab at it. But we got to, after about an hour, the part where Echo 419 was supposed to pick you up. And after getting there and then driving off, she was starting to get super frustrated. We got there a couple more times, and then eventually got to the point where I said, okay, I'll get you here, but then you have to drive the rest of the way. And on easy, you get 6 minutes. So I got to the Echo 419 team pickup with 4:30 left, and then we swapped spots, and then I had her drive the rest of the way. Whenever we went, you remember the part where Cortana says, up ahead, there's a gap in the cliff at full speed, we should be able to make it. So whenever she started making the jump and it started falling, she would freak out and button mash and then hop out of the Warthog. And that happened probably 3 or 4 times. Thankfully, after I got there with enough time, it actually gave us a checkpoint right after that part. So we didn't have to go all the way back to the beginning of the Warthog run.
That's good. Yeah, that is nice that they have that checkpoint there.
I think it's an intelligent checkpoint, though, because we actually made it with her driving at one point, but there was about a minute left, which isn't enough time to get from that point to the end. So I think it did not give us the checkpoint intentionally, because after that, it actually took us back to the beginning of the Warthog run, and it did that twice. So there must be some check for that checkpoint saying, if there's less than X amount of time left, do not give you a checkpoint. Good on you, Bungie, for
making smart checkpoints. Yeah, I remember that was part of the original game, because the first time I ran through it, of course, I wasn't really sure where I was going, and I didn't get checkpoints after, you know, I got to a certain point in the countdown.
It took us about an hour and 20 minutes out of a 2-hour and 20-minute stream to do the Warthog run piece only. But she did it. And we're going to play through the game with me going through it so she can just watch strictly to get the story piece. And then after that, I might do a little interview or see if she wants to be on the live show or not. So we'll play that one out, see what she wants to do. And we'll go over what she felt about the game. And she is excited to start getting into Halo 2. I did tell her it was the longest and hardest game in the series.
On easy, it's not too bad.
No, but that first mission is still a grind.
Yeah, but it's... I'm sorry, it just can't compare to heroic or legendary.
No, certainly not, and not to discount those either, but for her, when easy is already hard enough, it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
You might let her play through CE's campaign again before you drop her into Halo 2.
I was thinking about that, but that would be another little while to actually get her to play through the whole thing.
No, I meant, you know, while you're doing your run through, you know, off stream, she could play through the campaign again.
I'm not tracking. So the thing that we're doing is I'm going to play only so she can just watch.
I know, while you're using that content to stream out to, you know, on your Tuesday nights, uh-huh. On some other night, she could play through the entire campaign again.
Yes.
You know, off stream.
Yes. I don't know if she'd want to do that on her own, but it's definitely something to ask. I can always ask her if she wants to do that.
It'll be a lot better. It'll be better for practice.
That's true.
And maybe you can even teach her noob combo.
Oh, jeez. Barely to get her a switch. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe try to get some of the advanced tactics down, because right now she doesn't really think about switching weapons, and she hasn't really driven much. I take it back. She's driven a ghost, and she's splattered me plenty of times in a ghost.
Gotta watch out for them yellow dots, dew dust.
Sometimes I don't have a choice. Sometimes she's thought that I was an enemy, and she's ran me over. And Pins can attest to this, because he probably watched it a couple of times, too. Especially on the assault in the control room.
You sure it wasn't revenge?
One time it was, because I accidentally ran her over. But most of the time it was not revenge, it was just her being a noob at the game. And I mean that with
yellow
all good
dots
intent.
Good, red dots bad.
Well, she can't exactly get the whole...
I know.
Yeah. But she had fun with it. She is really looking forward to Halo 2 and the story, and she is interested in reading the books as well, and I think that's something that she can really dive into as far as the lore piece of the franchise goes. What do you mean, York, by me reacting to getting hit? You were calling a specific moment from this past 10 weeks? I guess 11 weeks or 12 weeks, but yeah. So I'm not sure what we're going to be doing next Tuesday, if it's going to be me streaming the gameplay and then just watching her react to it, or if we're going to do that off stream and then we'll start Halo 2 either next week or the week after. Shut it, York. Nani? But we'll see. So that we're still planning on doing that on Tuesdays. It's something that she looks forward to doing, especially after the end of busy school days. So more of that going to be on the horizon.
It's a good way to work out stress.
For me, it is. At some point, it induces more stress for her, especially for the Warthog run.
Well, it's a different kind of stress.
Yes. Yeah. She was getting all frustrated and like doing the whole controller bashing on your lap type of thing at the end of the stream. And I was like, okay, I'll get you to where how far you've gotten. You just have to drive the rest. And that helped.
There were a couple of years where Halo kept me from literally killing my boss.
I'm sure that is a story for quite a few people.
It was nice to come home and take my frustrations out on digital characters.
And who says video games aren't therapeutic?
Now they'll rot your brain! Oh.
Yeah, go away, Gramps. I should get the Omaimawamu syndrome. There's a counter every time I get... Just like as something on the... Maybe. I'd have to figure out how to get that integrated in with everything. That might take some coding. That might take some node coding in order to get that to work. Not out of the question, though. I need to get some other stream stuff fixed first, like this one. But maybe. It's an interesting idea. Okay, so that's it for the streams that we had for this past week. You can check out Frag and Fries with GT at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. My achievement streams are at 10 o'clock on Sunday evenings Eastern Time, and then the wife and I stream her campaign run on Tuesdays around 7 to 7:30 p.m. Depends on when we get into the groove of things. So yeah, shall we hit up the limited amount of news that we got for this week?
Sure, why not?
So we have some playlist updates that are taking place over on MCC. They have removed Team Snipers from all the arena playlists after some community feedback. So that is Halo CE, Halo 2 Classic, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4 arena playlists now do not have Team Snipers in the hoppers. Instead, Team Snipers is now the rotational playlist in MCC. And they're also adding a Halo 3 Team Hardcore Doubles playlist in preparation for the Halo 2v2 showdown that's going to be, or Halo 3 2v2 showdown that's going to be at DreamHack Atlanta during the HCS 2018 finals in Atlanta. So that will be coming up online this weekend if it's not up already by the time you're listening to this. And for those that are looking to possibly participate in Atlanta, that's a good place for you to go and get your Halo 3 skills refreshed and get ready to go. There has been a playlist ranking that Postum's put together for those who are interested in how popular the playlists have been in MCC. So in order from most popular to least, Social Slayer, Halo 3 Team Arena, Big Team Battle, Halo 3 Big Team Battle, Team Action Sack, Halo 3 Team Doubles, Halo 2 Anniversary Team Arena, Halo 4 Class, or Halo 4 Team Arena, Halo 2 Classic Team Arena, Halo 3 Team Hardcore, Halo 2 Classic SWAT, Halo CE Team Arena, Halo 3 Lone Wolves, Halo CE Team Doubles, and Halo 2 Classic Team Hardcore.
Halo 4 Team Arena is above Halo 2 Classic Team Arena. Interesting.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot more people out there that really like Halo 3 more than Halo 2. Because I thought
although I am truly surprised that Action Sack's in fifth.
Compared to Big Team and Social Slayer, that doesn't surprise me.
I figured it'd be up there with Social Slayer. And I'd like to know, you have Big Team Battle and then you have H3 Big Team Battle. Was there two different?
Yes.
I thought there was the Halo 3 Big Team Battle and was it Halo 2 Big Team Battle? Or was there one that was...
The Big Team Battle hopper has Halo CE, Halo 2 Anniversary, and Halo 4 Big Team in it. I'm pretty sure. I can turn on my Xbox and check, but I'm pretty sure it's those three games because Halo 3, I guess, is kind of like the most popular game out of all the games on MCC, so they're really trying to cater to the folks that want to play Halo 3, and then they're kind of bundling everyone else in together. At least they have the Team Arena stuff all separated out.
Yeah.
Because that's your classical Halo experience, where it's 4v4 mixed bag of Slayer and objectives.
Yeah, I just find it odd that Halo 4 is in the top 10.
Yeah, and there were people not wanting anything to do with Halo 4, and then people spoke out like, hey, Halo 4 needs a playlist, and there you go.
Yeah, their original supposed launch playlist, there was only one way you could play Halo 4, and I think that was Team Arena.
I didn't even think it was called Team Arena back then.
Yeah, same difference.
Yeah.
Because I think Halo 3 was the only big team battle. Halo 2 had, I think, 3 playlists. Halo 3 had, like, 5 playlists. And then Halo CE, I think, had 2 or 3, something like that. It was But there is a good variety there for the community. I'm glad to see it.
At least it's there. And that's all we can ask for. So that's it for the MCC playlist updates. So again, Team Snipers is moving into the rotational spot. And then there's going to be the addition of Halo 3 Team Hardcore doubles. The settings that are going to be in that playlist are going to reflect the same settings specified and chosen for the Halo 3 2v2 showdown. Those are not locked in settings. They are subject to change, but as far as they're concerned, the settings that are going to be in that playlist are the same ones that they're going to use in Atlanta for the 2018 finals. So there you go. Looking at multiplayer and the big team, we have Classic, Halo 2 Class, or sorry, Halo C, Halo 2 Classic and Anniversary, and then Halo 4. And then Halo 3 has its own separate big team. So there you go. Halo 3 is just isolated and everything else is included in the big team battle playlist. And to check if Halo 3 Hardcore Team Doubles is there, it is ranked.
Yet another playlist I will not be joining in on.
Yeah. Me neither. For Halo 5, Rocks and Rails is the new rotational playlist that is in the fray. Got to play that a little bit with Keys and Confal, and we got our butt kicked. But I forget what type of rocket launcher and rail gun it is, but there's super jump height, so it's like low gravity, it's just super jump height, and then you get the speed boost with the one set of rockets. So is that the Prime?
Yeah, Spanker Prime and the Arc Light. I remember.
There you go.
Arc Light.
There you go. So that is in the new rotational playlist spot, and that will join Halo 3 Classic Throwbacks. So Roaming Hill, we bid farewell to. It was a lot of fun. That playlist was one I hope they bring back more frequently. We had a lot of fun with that one. Confal says, Keys is OPs, please nerf. Yeah, especially for Rocks and Rails.
Yeah, it's definitely one I enjoy a lot more than Rocks and Rail. But it's fun too.
Hopefully it'll be back. The Halo 3 Classic is nice. And Warzone Turbo is going to be back, and hopefully I'll play it this weekend, because I've missed the last two. So, yay! Warzone Turbo! I'm happy. Thank you, 343.
We might sneak in a game tomorrow night.
Yes! Let's do it. Let's play some Turbo.
Although the lobby generally chooses regular Warzone.
I usually go through Turbo to get some of those higher recs that I never claim, because it's nice to be able to get some of the rocket launchers or sniper rifles or some other things that I save up whenever I need them, but since I don't play Warzone as much, I usually get more than I can use up, so it's nice to go in and have a little extra crazy fun in Warzone.
Most of the time. Weapon commendations.
Those like are nice too.
Sniper rifle kills and railgun kills. That was handy for that.
I think I've gotten all my weapon commendations.
Yeah, I think I've completed all my weapon commendations.
Now I'm just working on the skins, the new pistol skins.
Yeah. I got my wolf skin, that's enough.
Yeah. The pistol skins is for me something that will just be probably a grind until Infinite comes out. Which if you were to average 3 wins a day, or 4 wins a day, and you were to play maybe every other day, it'd take you a little more than a year to get.
I take that back. I still need to complete the Brute Plasma Rifle, the Grenade Launcher, and the Sentinel Beam. So, yeah, those are ones I won't be using in Warzone Turbo.
That's where you go for them in Super Fiesta.
Well, that's probably how I got all the ones I've got.
Before they made Super Fiesta a permanent playlist, that was one of the things that we went in and it's like, okay, whenever I see this weapon, I am going to pick it up every single time.
Yeah, except for every time I stop to pick up a weapon, I usually wind up dying.
There's that possibility too. Just got to watch out for that risk. It's fun. All right, so moving on. We have the official Spartan Field Manual is now out and about in the public realm. You can get that for paperback version for $11.99, and the Kindle version through Amazon is $9.99, and we've created a short link for you, so podtackler.com/SFM, which does not stand for Source Filmmaker in this case, but stands for Spartan Field Manual. And you can head on over to Amazon and pick up your own copy. That friend has gotten a lot of good feedback so far. I don't know if you've had a chance to get or hear some of the stuff or if you got a copy of it, but it's pretty interesting. And apparently there's the kind of interesting thing going around is there's a code word corruptor that whenever a Spartan gets infected by the flood, they use the code word corruptor and then basically nuke the hell out of the Spartan wherever it is.
Well, they do basically have a nuclear bomb on their backpack on their back.
Yeah, that
their fusion reactor.
Yeah, fusion reactor. Just keep an ear out for the corruptor announcement. Yeah, Pins. But I have the copy of it. I'm excited to start looking through it after I get through the Kilo 5 stuff, which I'm halfway through Thursday War. So still making progress. A little more than halfway. But
well, when you start Mortal Dictata, then let me know and I'll go through it again.
Yep. Probably by the end of October. By the end of October, I'll have Thursday War completed. But in the meantime, if you want to pick up your own copy, you can again, head on over to podtackler.com/SFM. That'll take you to Amazon where you can buy either the paperback version or the Kindle version. We also have the Mega Constructs UNSC Infinity Signature Set, which we talked about last week. That kind of made its way on Amazon. Seems like the greater collector community at large has kind of gleaned that it's going to be a 2019 release. So for all the big collectors out there, or if you want some kind of big collector's item, you can probably look for some kind of order or pre-order to pop up next year. I know I will be buying it, and it will probably be around $250, but I will still probably buy it nonetheless.
And it'll sit in the closet with the rest of the stuff, right?
Maybe, until it's built. But no, you make a good point.
I understand, you've got a couple of big ones that you still haven't built.
This is true. This stuff back here needs to be cleaned up at some point, and then things put away. But the wife has said that she would be willing to build some of the stuff with me on stream. So I used to, several years ago, actually make videos of me doing like speed build videos and throwing up on YouTube, and then I changed that over to live streams. So I'll probably do the live stream piece again and we'll transition those into YouTube videos.
The 24-hour live stream of Dust putting the Ford and Dawn together. Oh.
It'll most likely be two streams on a Saturday, Sunday type of thing. Or multiple streams. But that is the plan for some of the bigger sets that will be like at least 2 hours, is to stream us making them, putting them together. And yes, I know I've heard Silent Storm is amazing as well. I know I need to read that along with 7 other books I haven't read yet.
Yeah, I'm starting my second. I'm about 5 chapters in on my second time through.
I might do an Audible trial just to see if I can handle an audiobook, like be able to pick up on everything with an audiobook. I listen to podcasts to and from work, and most of the time I can pay attention to those, but sometimes I do zone out, and then for the podcast, I just don't bother rewinding. And no, Haas, I'm not going to live stream me reading Silent Storm. I have thought about it. I actually have thought about it, but I don't think I'm going to do it. It's going to take me more time to read it out loud than it is for me to just sit there and read it. And I read slow enough as it is. And no, Laird, we already said Halsey's Journal is going to be at least next year.
if ever.
If ever. I figure once we approach Halsey's Journal, we're going to get the Halo Conversationalist folks on to help us keep our facts straight on that one.
I don't even think that'll work.
I trust them to be a little more in tune with stuff like the Halsey's Journal than anything else. Hey, Stuffy Ark, thanks for joining us up over on Mixer. We have, let's see, what's next on the list? The Xbox One X Halo Xbox theme auction is currently bidded at $3,250. This still has another six-ish days left. It's going until October 3rd around 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And it benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I thought this would be a little bit higher. I thought this would hit at least 5,000, but there's still a few days left and people might bid snipe it or something. But for $3,250, that's pretty, I don't know. I guess, Larry, do you think that's a little low or is that kind of about right for something like this? I figured it would at least get up to maybe a little bit more being one of a kind type of thing. I could be wrong though. So that is still going on.
Well, dog on it.
What's that?
My audiobooks have disappeared.
There they are. No. That's not good. Halo, don't you be taking his audiobooks from him.
Ha, found one.
Yay. Oh, jeez.
You are on the Thursday War, right?
That's right. I either just started or just finished Chapter 10.
Okay.
Right now it's at 3,250, Laird. Hey, Mr. Asylum over on YouTube. Thanks for joining up over on the YouTube channel. Haas says, an ASMR reading of Silent Storm by Dust Storm. I mean, if people want it really bad, and multiple people are on board with it, I don't mind doing it. It would just take a while.
Halo Silent Storm, narrated by Pod Dust Storm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. People want it, though. I guess I can do it. Hey, Eric Yabu, you made it.
Well, let's put it this way. With the professional editing and reader, it's about 12 hours long.
Yeah, with me stuttering, it'd probably be like 15 or 16 hours long. It'd probably be something where I read one chapter and that's a stream. And then I'll read another chapter on the next stream. Because that's a lot of talking to do.
Actually, the chapters themselves aren't that big.
For a Silent Storm? How many chapters in the book?
I honestly don't know. I don't look at the chapters, but it seems like in the audiobook form, it doesn't take long to get through a chapter.
Okay.
Because, well, on my way to work, I usually go through at least two chapters. And my drive is only like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds kind of small. Very interesting. We got some tweets that we have talked about before, but just going to kind of rehash and refresh everybody's minds on. The Magnum Skins, which we kind of talked a little bit about earlier, is available through the commendations. The top one, which is the Gold Magnum, is 750 wins, which includes any arena and Warzone wins, so that could be ranked and social arena, and Warzone games as well. First level is 75, and the last one is 750, and there's six different skins you can get with it.
Too bad that it doesn't go backwards.
Right? It's like, can you just sum up all my past game history? Thanks.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I don't even think I have enough, would probably have enough wins to get the gold skin yet. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Kind of curious now what my service record says. Gonna check that real quick. Because between Arena and Warzone, I've only completed 232 games of Arena?
No. I'd have it. Because I've got 850 wins. So, yeah, I would have been able to do that.
Oh, that's the Spartan Company. Current ranked playlists. I need my own service record. I'm in the wrong place.
Whoops.
So for Arena, I have completed 1,341 games with a win percentage rate of 55%. Yeah, I would have it. I would have it by now. My KD is currently 1.051. So I am positive, just not by much.
Actually, what's been killing me is Super Fiesta in my arena games.
Ah, and those are very random.
If I wouldn't play Super Fiesta so much, my KD would probably be a little bit better.
I wonder what I didn't know you could break your game type stats by, or your stats by game type. I capture the flag, my KD is 0.932, which makes sense because I'm primarily an objective player. Big Team Slayer is 0.987, dang. Strongholds is 0.737, yep. You can tell I'm an objective player there. Griffball is 0.905. Assault is 0.784. Oddball is 0.958. Infection is 1.355, dang. Big Team Assault is exactly 1.0. It looks like my best is Infection for my best KD, and my worst is Strongholds.
My overall accuracy is 38%. I have 3,105 headshots.
Okay. Where do you see the accuracy?
Bottom of the page.
My accuracy percentage is 42%. And my headshots for Arena is 7,304. Which I'm not sure how that differentiates from the 2,784 down at the bottom. Weapon and vehicle stats. Oh, that's just for the BR. That's just for the BR. That's it. Okay.
In Big Team, CTF, I have carried the flag for a total of 20 minutes.
Wow.
Breakout, my win percentage is 50-50. Or 50%.
That's crazy that they have those stats.
60% of my strong Big Team Stronghold games I've won. Yeah, we're not even going to talk about Infection.
Let's see, what game type is the best I've won? Looks like Big Team Strongholds. That one's not really that frequent anymore, right? Big Team Strongholds?
I don't know. I don't jump into Big Team that often. I mean, the only time I do Big Teams on game nights, and usually I'm having too much fun to actually pay attention to what I'm doing. Big Team Assault, I've got a 78% win percentage, but I've only played 9 games.
I have 100% win percentage across 5 games for Big Team Assault.
And in Oddball, I have a 0%.
Haven't played any?
Apparently I haven't.
I've only played 10. This is Dust and GT's Stat Corner, brought to you by People Who Suck at Halo. Hey, Kevin. Confal. On today's With Duststorms Reading Rainbow, we are going to read how Master Chief murders an entire alien civilization. Some other tweets. We have the Xbox Game Pass Quest, which is going to be ending on the 30th in a few days. By the time you're listening to this podcast, you either have a couple of days to get it, or it's already come and gone. I have, for me, gotten all the quests done, and for anyone that completes the quest, you will get a $5 Xbox Live card that you can use, and the purpose of that is supposed to be for purchasing ODST if you don't have it, but you can use the $5 for whatever you want. And then you're also entering in to win another Halo themed Xbox, which also looks pretty cool as well. It's the darker blue, and it has Halo the Master Chief Collection on it with the 4 different types of Master Chief Mark helmets, or Mjolnir Mark helmets that we've had from the past games. It has the nice kind of circuit Forerunner diagram stuff on it as well. And it comes with a nice little custom controller. So, yeah. For the next tweet that we have, the Spirit Halloween giveaway is still taking place, so you can go on over to spirithalloween.com/sweeps and enter in to win $10,000 as part of the Halloween sweepstakes. And just by entering, you will get a 20% off single item coupon that you can use in the Spirit Halloween store. And I think that coupon is good for online and in store. Can't remember. But that's still going on. So you can, again, head on over to spirithalloween.com/sweeps. On the community side of things, we have Forge Hub's 4v4 Forge Contest, which submissions are due on September 30th. And the Loot Crate theme is Scout, as we announced last week. And they did reveal the June figure that's going to be coming with the crate for next month. That is all the news there is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to check one more time to see if Grim has or has not posted the community update like they said he would be doing every other Thursday, and it looks like he has not.
I was going to say, if he had, I'm going to cut something off of him.
Oh, jeez. Be nice. Yes, Kevin, I did get the delivery. I've tested to make sure that everything works. I just haven't had time to set it up yet, but it will be on the bookshelf probably for the next show. Thank you for sending that, by the way. We have the Spartan Company to go over a couple commendations on as well. We still have the same number that we need, but we're getting super close for the precision weapon, or killing a player with a precision weapon without missing. We are under the 500 threshold on that. We need another 454 of those. So about maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get that one done, you think?
We'll see.
Something like that? Yeah. Next one is Stings Like a Bee, which is kill an enemy Spartan with a melee. We have about 1,500 of those left to get. We have Almost Doesn't Count, which is kill an enemy Spartan when your health is low and you survive. We need another 2,300 of those. Those are the three closest ones that we have. The next one is actually pretty low on count, but it's just lower percentage-wise, and it's killing an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack, and that one needs another 35 before that one's done. Which, Warzone Turbo might. I don't know if that would be a good place to do it or not. Big Team Battle definitely would be.
Actually, yeah. Because you can pull camos and speed boosts and stuff like that.
But then you have to kill the enemy that's doing that. You have to kill the enemy that's attempting to hijack or skyjack. Oh, so you're just saying pull camo and then just camp somewhere until you see it happen?
Or ride around on a tank while it's... or in a Warthog or something.
Yeah. And then the last two are always the last two that we have. But just killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash and killing Marines, and I'm not even going to go into those numbers because they're a long ways away. But those are the bottom two that we have.
We have lots and lots to go.
Yes, we do. But by the end of the year, we should have four more done, so we'll be up to 17 of 31 completed.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. At least we have everything at level 4 or above. So we at least got to that point. It's just the grind to get it the rest of the way there. Use the motivation to get the wins for the pistol skins to also work on these commendations as well, for those that are interested. For those that are not part of a company or want to help out with us getting the Achilles helmet, then you can head over to podtackler.com/company and request to enlist. We have 18 slots available. I'll probably do another clean out here in the next month or so. But we have plenty of space, so there's no reason to clean it out at the moment. But go ahead and request to enlist, and then one of the lieutenants will grant you enlistment to the company.
Yeah, somebody's been beating me to him lately.
Hadn't been me. Could be Laird.
Probably. I don't know. Although I've noticed that I've quit. I haven't been getting alerts on my phone for that either. I don't know. Well, I know what the problem is. Microsoft doesn't give a crap about their own platform.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. Womp womp. Okay, so that wraps up pretty much everything we have to talk about tonight. Got anything else to add, GT?
No, not tonight. If you do want to play MCC tomorrow night for Fraggin' Fridays, hit us up on Twitter or on Xbox Live, and we will make it happen.
Very nice. You can check us out on all of our social media platforms. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have our Xbox Club, which you can join up as well. We have our streaming platforms, which is Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, and we also stream on Facebook. We also are looking to get Twitter streaming going here, probably after I fix all these other technical issues with the stream stuff, so I'd stop breaking stuff at the beginning of the stream. But that should be coming here soon as well. You can also take a look at all the podcasts on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Microsoft Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn. No, we're not on Spotify. If we have it, just search for Podtacular wherever it is, or do Podtacular / whatever it is, and that should take you there. Want to remind everyone to check out the Halo Hub. It is a little no pens, no MySpace. We've been over this. The Halo Hub is a place for content creators and Halo fans to share content and be able to just take the best that the community has to offer and share it with the rest of the community. So you can find more of that over at thehalohub.com. Also, make sure you check out the Podcast Network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, which includes Podcast 76, Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find more about all those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Again, for our streams, make sure you check us out on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is when GT himself will be hosting Game Nights, which is our Fragment Fridays. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. is when I stream my achievement hunting. Tuesday nights around 7 to 7:30 p.m. is when me and the wife stream her playing through Halo. And then Thursday nights at 9 p.m. is when we stream the podcast live on Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. All those times are in Eastern, so check us out. And that'll wrap it up for the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. We'll catch you all in one of our streams over the next week or on next week's episode. Keep on fragging the trucks.